superstars.
Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's Will Smith.
Rock Kevin Hart, any chance of coming to Dubai?
We will definitely go to Dubai.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That would be a cool trip.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Yes. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:01 across the UAE. Oh, man. Feels good to be back in the studio, Pretty Molly.
Welcome back.
Tommy, you miss me.
Of course I miss
you. Yes. It's good back. I've done the whole show from home. What I do like, though, at home in my bedroom, I've got the temperature set to 19 degrees.
Oh.
What is it? I'm really dripping under this. Is it warm in here or is it just me?
It's just
always
you.
Like that. It takes a while to cool down, I think.
If I press my shirt right now, it's all going to go wet.
Ugh.
You also did a workout before coming here. That's why you're probably sweating.
Did you have a shower after?
Yeah, of course.
Good. Okay, thank goodness.
Of course. I got a shower every morning.
Well, sometimes you go to the gym and you don't have a shower.
Always shower. In the mornings? Come on now.
You've been to the show before without having a shower after the gym?
No. Nope.
You have?
A Lebanese shower. You just turn the water
on. Wait, what?
Yeah, Lebanese shower. You just turn the tap on and you put the water under your arms.
Is that what you do in Lebanon?
No. Yeah, they call it a Lebanese shower. Well, we call it a Lebanese shower. I call it a Lebanese shower.
Are you about to like get in trouble for something?
No, not at all.
We call, a scouse shower is where you just apply deodorant.
Yeah, but that's the regular, right, for the scouse, no?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shout out to Lebanon, by the way. Present thoughts going out there as well, all around the world, Afghanistan, everywhere, man. I'm just, you know what I mean? I just heard the news right then, what you're saying there, Pretty Molly. Just be blessed to be here in the UAE doing what we do and living
right.
A life that we're, a lot of us are on the way to work right now or coming home from work or just going to the gym. Like, just count our blessings, huh? Count our blessings.
100%.
Every day we got to do it. Good morning. I'm so excited to be back on the show this week. Listen, we're going to catch up with my mum later on today. And there's a reason why we need to talk to mum. It's COVID related. Nothing to do with her having COVID, by the way. Which
no.
I just wanted to talk about what's going on in Australia. I got some gifts as well. I want to hand out today.
Wow.
Gossip coming up. We'll do that in the next 20 minutes.
So another celebrity couple reunited after breaking up.
Okay, it's all
another
happening.
Another one.
It's the trend.
It's the trend.
It's the pandemic trend. Do you want to just get back together? Because I'm not going to find anyone right now.
That's true.
Why not? Yeah. Should Duvet make an appearance? We haven't done it for a while.
We should do it. How about the boys are back in town?
Oh gosh, you've already chosen the song. The boys are back in town.
That's good. I like that.
Is that 1989 or something?
70s.
All right, listen. It's all coming up right now. Who is awake? Who's up right now? 0487155444. Would love to get you on the show. All right. 0487155444. Maybe you're on the way to work, on the way to the gym. These first calls are the calls that really, really just get me awake. I'll tell
yes,
you that straight
yeah,
out.
For sure, for
so
sure.
I do need you.
The Chris Faye Show's first call of the day.
It's always like gym people go. I love taking our first callers of the morning. Meher, is it Meher? My her?
Yeah,
Meher. Meher. It's Meher. What's going on, man? What are you doing?
I'm running to the gym at this moment. I'm already late by 7 minutes.
Is it a class or something?
Sorry?
Like, are you late for a class or are you just late to go walk in?
No, I'm late to walk in because I start the shop at 6 o'clock, finish at 7, back to work. So, yeah, it's a morning huddle this morning.
Good on you, mate. Day. Good on you. That's one of the hardest things to do is get to the gym at this time of the morning. And you've already achieved something. So, well done, man. Congratulations. What are you training? What will you do today?
Today, I do push. So, chest, triceps.
Oof. There we go. Hey, Russ, have you gone yet?
No.
Have you done nothing?
I went for a run.
Have you done? You've done some stuff, yeah?
I went for a run the other day, but okay. I only managed 1.7 kilometers.
Okay. We'll have a chat about this later. It's intervention with you.
It's all right. Sunday I start properly.
Okay. Mihai, have a great morning, man. Thanks for having us on as well. We appreciate it, all right?
You guys are amazing. Thanks.
Bye.
You, God bless you. Reem, you were scared. You got some exams or something going on?
Yes, I do.
What are these exams?
IELTS exam.
What are they?
IELTS.
What's that?
It's an English exam. I must pass it at least to have above 5 to continue my studies.
To continue your studies.
Mm,
okay. And what kind of stuff is on the exam?
You have listening, reading, speaking, writing. I'm just afraid that I'm going to misspell. Afraid from the spelling.
Oh.
Can you not stress? I can't. I speak English and I can't speak it really well, write it. I've got the worst grammar.
Yeah.
Spelling is just all over the place.
Yeah. Look how well he's done.
Yeah, don't stress. So what, you need to pass this exam to continue what you want to study, is that right?
Yes, I need to continue. No matter how old you are, you need to study.
I'm just Googling it right now. Yeah, the IELTS Academic General, it costs 1,130 dirhams to do this test, it looks like, or to do the fee. Is that the fee? Is that about right?
Yeah, and it's a very long one. It's like more than 3 hours. You started by listening,
yeah.
40 questions.
Mm.
After that, you start reading 3 paragraphs.
Don't stress yourself. Just go in. You sound great speaking English, like as in...
Yeah.
Don't freak out. I think you're better than what you think you are. So just hang out and do that. I'm looking at the score level here. If you get a 5, it's a modest. 6 is competent. 7 is good. 8 is very good. Anything above 8 is very good. I would definitely be on the modest 5 right now. And I've that's the only language that I know how to speak here, Reem. So don't stress, okay?
I will. Now I'm stressing right now, but... I will try.
No, you've got it. I'm telling you now, you've got this and you're going to pass, Reem. Stay blessed, stay happy and stay positive. Real quickly, Roxana has finished the gym. Round of applause to Roxana.
Yay!
Has already done the gym. 6:10
good
this
morning.
How are you? You're trying to rub it into everyone's faces that you've already done the gym and it's 6:10?
Well, actually, I just finished the gym. So I heard you on the radio and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to call you to tell you good morning and wish you a beautiful, blessed day ahead because you gave me a good vibe as soon as I finished the workout.
Love that. Love it. All about the good vibes. What time are you getting in the gym to finish at 6:10? What time are you walking the door?
I woke up at 4:20. At 5, I'm in the gym.
It's too much.
Good on you. Good on you, Roxana. Well done. Motivating it. Listen, this is our early team little meeting that we all do together, our little huddle.
Yes.
Chris, whoever's up, yeah?
I just found a practice question for the exam. Would you like to do it?
Okay, after this.
You're
going to test me on this.
Yeah, there's a speaking part of this exam.
The ELTS test that Reem's doing. Yeah. You're going to put it to me.
I have one of the questions that they ask.
Oh, gosh. Watch me fail. I'll fail, but we will do it next, okay?
Why don't you just...
So warm in here.
I don't understand.
Well, I told you don't understand because you got a jacket on.
Because it's freezing for me. But it's hot for you.
It's hot over there. You know what it is? It's that desk that you're operating all the equipment on. It heats up.
Eddie was, because I was doing the show from home for the last week, Eddie was actually operating all the buttons. Eddie, was it hot for you? Have you done it?
So hot. I was telling you, Ross, yesterday, I was feeling so hot.
Yeah,
it did cool down, though, Eddie.
I can't do this.
Yeah,
I might go back home.
No, stay there.
Eddie, could you come do it again and feel hot? I go back home.
No.
I just got my air conditioning cleansed. 18 degrees in my room. Oof.
I think they need to clean our air conditioning.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's get that in. Yeah, it's really warm in here. All right. Hi. Morning. Virgin. 6:15. I don't want to spend the whole show complaining. Just 80% of it.
Well, here's another 20% for the show. So we were just speaking to Reem, who's doing this English exam today, right? So it's like writing... listening and speaking. There are 3 components to it. I have managed to find a practice speaking test.
Oh, gosh.
And you have one. Do you have a 1-minute timer?
Yeah. Like, I'll be the first to admit that my English is not great. The vocab's not up there. Spelling mistakes all over the place. But I want to give this a go. Let's.
Okay, so you have to say, it says here you have to speak for a minimum of 1 minute about this topic and answer these questions in it. Now, you can't do your fast talk. You got to do like grammatically correct and proper.
What do you mean?
Like you can't be like, blah, 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 blah. You have to properly have a conversation.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So your topic that you must speak about for a minimum of 1 minute, Chris.
This is fine. This stuff I'm all good with. Yeah, here we go. Let's go.
Describe one of your good friends. You should say where you met, what this person does, what things you do together, and why you particularly like this person.
I've only got the pop quiz music, by the way. 60 seconds. Oh, hold on. Eddie's got me one.
What's the aim of this, though?
Here we go.
To, like, be eloquent?
Practice your speaking.
Yeah, to be eloquent.
This is probably the only good part that I've got.
So you're going to throw some big words in there, then?
Not really.
Okay.
It was interesting. I was doing my radio show, and it was probably my first month in to such a huge adventure that I took upon myself, leaving Australia to travel here to the UAE to take on radio. And this small, tiny little human popped her head through the studio door and said,
"Hi, I'm pretty. Nice to meet you."
And it was then that I thought to myself, well, she's either going to be highly annoying or fantastic. And progressively over the next few days, her and I got chatting more and more. And the more frequent, I guess, conversations that we did have at the coffee shop, I realized I like this girl. I think she's cool. And over the next 4 months, we became friends. And then I introduced her to what the Chris Fade Show was and said, would you be able to participate and maybe provide some gossip stories for us? And from that moment then, I knew that she was one of the best. And we started hanging out since, and we do everything together.
Oh.
She helps me, I help her, she helps me, she helps me.
Yeah. In that order.
In that order.
And that's my friend, Pretty Malik.
You passed. Wow.
Reem, if you're still listening,
use that.
Just talk absolute like nonsense. Just don't stop. Use words like progressively.
What's another word she can use?
Infrequent.
Infrequent.
Enchantment.
Enchantment.
Logistical.
Yeah,
these are just
a good one.
Just throw them in when you feel. And you think like people will think you know what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. You know what I mean is a good one.
You know what I mean?
In these times, use that, Reem.
Futuristically. Coming up in the next 10 minutes.
No,
futuristically.
No, it's, can't use that one.
Don't think so.
Well, I thought that sounded pretty good. No, I can't. All right, cool. Oh, I'm back in the studio. I've been doing the show the entire week from home. It's actually the first time that I've seen Pretty, Rossi, Nala, yeah. Eddie. It feels good to see you guys. I missed you. Missed you guys. I haven't seen you for nearly 5 weeks.
Oh, that's
miss
nice
me?
To see you.
Miss
I missed
me?
You. I did miss you. We haven't seen each other since I got back, right?
No.
No, we
did we meet and you forgot?
Yeah, I didn't know. Honestly, this morning I was just like, have I seen Pretty yet?
No.
So I hadn't seen you for four weeks. Five weeks.
Five weeks.
Didn't feel that. I didn't feel that.
Okay.
No, really, I didn't feel it. Like, I felt like I've seen you, and maybe because we speak
been talking,
a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Been talking. So like WhatsApp does and the I don't
are
know.
You, are you okay?
What am I trying to tell? Well, I am.
WhatsApp makes you feel like you see people a lot more often.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I'm just translating for
it's
Chris.
So hot in here, I've lost how to speak myself. But I was, I was talking about putting on weight and how I've put on weight. And I've asked each and every single one of you, do I look fatter? I'm self-conscious about it.
What have we all said?
You, Pretty, said not at all. Eddie said, no, you look fantastic. Nala, I haven't asked Nala. Nala's thumbs up. Do I look fatter? Do I look?
No, not at all.
Thank you. Rossi said, I look fatter.
Just being honest, mate.
So he's the only one. So do I believe you three or do I believe Rossi?
You figure it out.
Are you guys just being polite?
No.
Come on. Look at the love handles, guys. Come on.
Look, he looks fine.
Mm.
He's obviously feeling a bit conscious about it.
He's got his
baggy jumper on.
It's not baggy.
This is
what the cool kids wear these days. It's like big up, like long, big shirts.
Up, big up
who
big
are
up.
You?
Right,
Charlie yeah. D'Amelio.
That's a girl.
Hello.
What?
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got, Pretty Malik?
Okay, let's talk Lady Gaga. So her fans are upset after her former dog walker claimed he's been abandoned and unsupported. If you remember, he was shot while protecting Lady Gaga's French bulldog,
yep.
who were then eventually kidnapped. He was in the hospital. His name is Ryan Fisher. He has actually now launched a GoFundMe page looking for $40,000 to help him buy a van and drive across the U.S. on a process of growing from trauma. A lot of fans are like, Gaga, you said you would offer $500,000 to anyone who could, you know, return the dogs. And this guy here is asking for $40,000. Why did you abandon him? But then other fans are reminding, hey, Gaga paid the medical bills.
Exactly, yeah.
She paid $100,000 of his medical bills. Right. I'm sure she gave more money. If he's looking for a van to buy, that's not really her problem, is it?
Yeah, no. And from what I understood of the story, these guys that were trying to rob the dog, they had no idea it was Lady Gaga's dog. That's
yeah,
what I got told.
They just took it, yeah.
They just took the dog. They didn't realize it was a Lady Gaga dog. So let's just put things into our perspective. Let's say it was your dog, Pretty, or my dog.
Yeah.
Or if you're listening, your dog. And someone is paid, you've paid this person to walk your dog.
Yeah.
on that walk, someone's tried to steal your dog and he's got shot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you then go and say, well, I'm going to go pay all your hospital bills for $100,000, then I'm going to buy your van? Like, no, you wouldn't. You'd be like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Are you okay? How can I help you? Okay, let me assist in what I can.
Yeah.
But right. you can't.
You can't, she can't support him forever and ever.
Yeah, like, what's the guy want? You know what I mean? Like,
so.
It's, I don't know, I guess it would have been a different story if these guys were after Lady Gaga's dog.
Maybe.
Like,
and they knew it was, like, Gaga's Ryan was dog walker.
At the end of the day, I don't think he's actually asked her for the money. It's everyone else saying they need to, you need to give him
money. Yeah, that's what it is. He started a GoFundMe page, but people are wondering why Gaga isn't just footing the bill for
it's so
dog.
Hard to be these big celebrities. Now they just get slated for everything. She probably doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah, she probably has no idea that he's done this.
You know?
Yeah. Let's talk Britney Spears. She's referenced Justin Timberlake for the first time since he issued that public apology to her. She put up this, it's random, she put up a photo of a cat, and then in the caption she wrote, as JT would say, haters gonna say it's fake, referencing lyrics from one of his songs. Fans of course lost it. Referencing who? Justin Timberlake. If you remember, back in February, he issued a public apology to Britney after the documentary came out.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was brought to light how Justin basically mistreated her and used her to kind of gain fame when he was launching his solo career. So it's a little bit weird.
Interesting. There we go. Finally.
Liam Payne, Maya Henry back together after calling off their engagement. Now, they broke up in June. And Liam, at the time, said it was kind of his fault. He's been going through a lot of issues. He had to go to rehab. He had a lot of addiction issues. And now it looks like these two have rekindled their romance.
Who's I don't know the girl. I know Liam, obviously. I don't know
She's like a model. Yeah, she's a model.
That's what you got for me. She's like, she's like a model.
Like, I don't know what other reference to really give you. She's a model. She's got money.
Liam Payne, remember this? Strip me down. Strip that down, I think. Yeah, strip that down.
It's about wallpapering.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Thank you, Pretty Mullah. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
What is it, 6:29? Still hot in the studio.
Are we going to hear it all this morning?
All this morning.
Great.
If you had a friend of yours that was in a relationship and you just knew that relationship that they were in was just not going to go anywhere, like you knew it was going to end at some stage, would you tell them?
Yeah.
You would?
I think so, yeah. How good of a friend are we talking here?
Like close friend, like a decent friend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You tell them?
Yeah.
All right. Rossi, I don't think the relationship that you're in is going to last.
Chris!
No, I'm joking. No, I've got a friend of mine. And he's in a relationship with a girl, not here in the country, by the way.
Okay.
I don't want to say his name, but he lives in the UK, actually. And I know the girl. I've seen that they've been together for 3 years.
Okay.
But I know that the relationship is going absolutely nowhere. I know it's going to end. She's not going to marry this guy. I'm telling you now.
And he wants to marry her.
Yep. And I'm telling you now, she ain't going to marry him. And I know, because I've spent enough time with them. I talked to them enough. I'm actually friends with her as well.
Yeah.
And I've told him sort of like casually.
What did he
like,
say?
Like, what's going on, man? And he's so into the relationship.
See, it's never good when one person's more into it, like way more into it than the other, right?
Yeah, but do you come out? Do I come out and do I literally just tell him, bro, you are going to waste your time. You're wasting your years. She's not going to marry you. This is going to end badly for you. I know. I know it's going to end badly.
Yeah, I think you need to have a
He's got money.
Oh.
He's got money. And she is loving the lifestyle, so she ain't even going to leave that lifestyle. Telling you now, but I don't think she wants to marry and have the babies. And this is what he wants. He's a great guy.
He wants like that white picket fence.
And I'm not dissing her. She's cool, but like I know what she wants.
Right.
You can just see it. Even on social media, there's nothing of him.
You can tell.
There's just the
no photos.
There's not. Nah, it's the cars, the holidays. It's like she just looks like she's this wealthy woman doing her thing, right?
Right.
Good on her for putting it up. But like, put it. And he's affected that he doesn't have, like, he knows that she doesn't show him on the socials. And that affects him.
Of course.
We talk about it.
Yeah.
But I haven't gone to the point where I've just said, bro, I don't think the relationship's going anywhere. I think you should leave.
I think you should say.
Should
it.
I tell it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it next.
Okay, we're going to call him. No, seriously, though, has anyone ever been in a position where they've had to tell that to a friend or you know of a friend or a family member who's in a relationship and you know it's not going anywhere? Do you tell them? I'd like give me some advice on this one. 0487155444. We'll open up the phone lines. It's early this morning, really early, but what are we at, 6:37? Let's get these phone lines going. I know a lot of us are on the way doing a long drive wherever we're going, or got us on with the coffee at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Like, do you tell someone, or do you just let them? Some people say, just like Brianna's telling me, just let him find out on his own. Don't get involved. This is not where you want to be. Mm. This is not your role in his life. He needs to work it out himself. And I'm like, yeah, but I just want to save him the years. This is not going to go anywhere good. 0487155444. Give me a call. Tell me what you think. Do you tell the person about the relationship that they're in, that it's not going to go anywhere? Or do you just zip it? Farhad, you've joined us. How you doing?
I'm well, Chris. Listen, don't say a word. Trust me on this. I have real experience. Do not say a word. You're going to be the bad guy end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you give me 1 minute to give you a quick story.
Go ahead.
One of my closest friends, rich guy, nicest guy in the world. This is years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Meets a woman. They start, you know, dating. And he talks to us about how she's not very nice to him and so forth. So, as a best friend, I advise him, from my opinion, what I think of her. She wasn't very nice anyways. We didn't really like her, but we were supporting him.
Right.
Okay.
Anyways, they break up. I, you know, dig in even more. I told you so, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
they get back together.
Oh, yeah.
They get back together, he stops getting mad at me for not liking her. You talk trash about her. You don't really support me, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-oh.
Our friendship goes down because of it. We get married. They have 3 kids.
Oh, yeah.
20 years later, I mean, of course, I kept in touch with them, blah, blah, blah. 20 years later, they're divorced, ugly divorce. She is horrible, apparently, in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And she's with someone else of the same, you know.
So what did you say? Did you say, I told you 20 years ago?
No, of course not. But what I'm saying is, you give your advice, they end up together because he's going to make his own decision. He's probably in love with her. And then you're the bad guy for not liking his girlfriend.
Okay.
That's good advice, though. I see what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I hear you, Farhad. I hear that. I sort of agree as well. Marvin, you think I should or shouldn't tell him?
Chris, as a best friend to him, it's your role to tell him. But you should also remember, you may end the friendship. Because us men, when we're in love, most times we are blinded by love. Mm. So just like Fad said, I might look at you like you're telling me the truth, and I part with her. But then in the long run, we get back, and I see you as a bad person.
Yeah, I get that as well, man. I understand that as well, Marvin. Leo, do I tell him or not?
I believe you shouldn't tell him.
I shouldn't tell him.
Relationship is a personal thing. So let him find out himself. You can indirectly give him some advice as a friend, but you shouldn't tell him straight ahead.
All right. Okay, this is good. I'll take one more. CJ, real quick. Do I tell him or not, CJ?
Depends on the relationship between you and the guy. If the relationship is quite cool, you can tell him. He's your guy. You can't see your guy going to, because at the end of the day, this might be a big problem for his future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, big problem.
Oh,
so what are you going to do?
That didn't help. I don't know. You said someone sent you a message. You want to?
I want to help you out. Someone sent me this message inviting you somewhere.
Where are we going?
Well, it's for this type of procedure called liquid rhinoplasty. It's basically like a non-surgical nose job. It's perfect for those type of people who quite like the idea of not going under the knife for a full surgical rhinoplasty. Basically, what they do is they insert...
What are you doing?
Hyaluronic acid into your nose.
To do what?
What are they...
Well, look,
what?
There's a photo here.
Show me.
Of a lady.
Hold on. Can we just rewind this? Who sent this to you?
Some clinic sent me saying, ask Chris if he's interested, so I thought I'd help you out.
There's a clinic that asked you to ask me if I wanted to get a nose job, but non-surgical.
They said they've messaged you already, but you ignored them.
Should one be offended if someone messages and says, would you like to get a nose job?
Look at that.
I've got a solid nose. Yeah, okay, that's the before. Is that the before or after?
Yeah, so she's the ladies who's had it done has got like a bent over Roman nose, I think they call it.
I can't see much difference between that before and after.
Show
can
me.
You?
Show
look
me.
At the, look at the shapeage.
Is that a different nose? What do they do to this? What's it called? A hydrocor? What is it?
Some type of hydro acid or something.
I feel like that's just a different angle.
If that's their before and after photo is not selling me. Like I think I wouldn't.
They
yeah,
just
nah.
did a different angle. They didn't do anything.
But you said you always say like if you put your finger under the bottom of your nose there, push it up, you look like Ronaldo.
So like, you said this is my nose normally,
like
and then if I just lift it, ready? Watch this.
Now push it up a bit more.
I can't push it up anymore.
The end of it.
It is.
Turn. No, I like you with your real, like your original nose.
You know, I've been offered a free nose job, like the one where they put you to sleep and they like actually do it. The doctor said to me once.
Which one? Paul Nassif?
Paul Nassif from Botch said he'd do my nose, but he's Lebanese as well. He said to me, you don't need it. You're Lebanese. Don't touch your nose.
If Paul Nassif says, don't touch your nose,
yeah, no.
Don't touch
Botch
your nose.
Botch doctor. He's a good mate. And he said to me, I said to him, should I do my nose? He goes, don't touch your nose. Your nose looks good. It's good structure on your face.
And that's coming from one of the best plastic surgeons.
But then I had this other doctor who literally just looked at me one day. I walked in. I think I was getting like laser hair removal done. He says, hey, Chris, he's Italian. Hey, Chris, come. Listen to the show, man. Love you. Love you guys. You're very funny. Rossi, idiot. I said, thanks, man. He goes, you know what? You know your nose? I could fix it for you. I said, what do you mean fix it? Make it smaller. Got a hook at the bottom. We lift it just a little bit. You know, we put it up a little bit here. Not big job. People want no big difference.
He's Russian all of a sudden.
No, it's Italiano. You mean it? Anyway, I said to him, I'll have a think about it. I walked out the clinic, never went back.
Oh, I feel like, were you offended when he said that?
Nah, because I know that I've got a big nose. Like, it's not like I think that I've got a petite nose. And I'm proud of my big nose. I think the big nose is like, the only thing that is happening is it is getting bigger.
What do you mean?
Like, I was cool and proud of it about 3 years ago.
Googling.
Now it's getting, like, it's getting bigger. Even my mum notices that it's getting bigger.
I know the ears never stop growing.
But the nose doesn't stop.
Okay.
Does the nose stop growing?
What age does your nose get bigger? Your nose does grow with age, but only up to a certain point. After that, it may change size and shape, not because it's growing, but because of changes to the bone, cartilage, and skin.
You know, you start growing hair on the nose. Have you guys, anyone got hair on their nose? I've got like a couple of hairs growing on my nose.
It's normal where I come from, yeah.
What do you mean?
Everyone's got hairy noses.
Really?
Oh.
Yes, pretty.
Try these nose exercises to make it stop getting bigger. Ready? To shorten your nose.
Yeah, go.
Grasp the bridge of your nose with your thumb and index. Bridge.
Okay, yeah.
Of the index finger.
So I was grabbing the bottom.
Use your other index finger to push the tip of your nose upwards. Perform this for 30 seconds.
Like this?
Yeah. Keep doing it, pushing for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Now close your eyes.
Is this a joke? Are you joking with me? This is not real, is it?
No. I swear.
No, it's true. Now
this is from Vogue magazine.
Look up to the ceiling.
How many times a day do I have to do this?
30. Repeat 10 times.
Oh, I'm not going to go to the gym. Not going to the gym. Babe, I'm going to the gym. I'm working on my nose.
Nose workout.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles on joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Tammy, you got through for a Thursday morning. Well done. Morning, yes. How you doing?
Excited.
So cool, huh?
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get some free money for you into this weekend. What do you do, Tammy?
So I work in HR in a nuclear entity.
What does that even mean, a nuclear entity?
So you know the nuclear power plants they're building in Baraka, which is supposed to like provide electricity to the whole UAE?
Yes.
Where are they building that?
It's called Baraka. It's in the western region.
Near like Abu Dhabi.
Like in the middle of nowhere.
Wow. That's cool. So they're building something there that's going to power the country.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Super cool.
And so you work in the HR department?
Yes, organizational design.
That's awesome. Well, good on you. Smart, huh? Smart human. Another smart human, Tammy. Well, are you good at the pop quiz, though? That's the question. We've got 10 questions right here. You got 60 seconds to give him an answer. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay, Tammy?
Got it.
All right, good luck. Here we go. 60 seconds, Thursday morning. We want to give away the 10,000 dirhams cash this week. Hopefully, Tammy does it right now. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. What rapper released the song Laugh Now, Cry Later?
Pass.
True or false, the Burj Khalifa is the tallest tower in the world?
True.
What Australian rapper sings a 2021 song without you?
Pass.
What football club won the English Premier League on May 11th?
Liverpool.
True or false, the capital of Australia is Sydney?
False.
What is the only foreign language film to win a Best Picture Oscar?
Parasite.
Finish the weekend song. Save your
tears.
What is the capital of Turkey?
Istanbul.
What kind of sportsman is Mohamed Salah?
A football player.
What company produces the air wrap and the hair styling tool?
Brown.
What rapper released the song Laugh Now, Cry Later?
Jay-Z.
No, Kanye. Another one. Starts with D.
B.
D?
Sorry, you threw me. Drake!
I'll give it to you.
Oh, wow.
I'll give it to you. 600 dirhams.
Was stressful.
Stressful, huh? You're saying stressful?
Yeah.
You know, you literally blank out at this moment.
You did pretty well, though. 600 dirhams, that's not bad. The Australian rapper, his name's Kid Laroi. We talk about him a lot. Mm-hmm. He's got the biggest song in the world. Yeah, with Justin Bieber right now. That was that Manchester City won the English Premier League, and Ankara is Turkey's capital.
Ankara, yeah.
Yeah, I know that Istanbul is the one that everyone thinks of.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dyson has the air wrap, which is the hair styling tool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was fun, guys. Thank you so much.
As long as you had fun, you want a bit of money. Well done. There she is. It's Tammy. Give her a big round of applause. Thank you, Tammy.
Done Thursday morning today?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Because I did the show from home for the whole week, I don't know. It's weird.
I came in,
I was like, hold on, it's a Thursday morning.
It felt almost like a Sunday for you.
We keep forgetting things, don't we?
Plans for the weekend? Anything? You got anything planned?
Nushi's birthday.
We're going to have a little party for Nushi today.
And then Brianna and I are getting our nails done together.
When?
On Saturday. Did she not tell you?
No, what time?
Got them done the other day.
Yeah, she did just get them done the other day.
We're going together on Saturday to get our nails done.
She just got her nails done like 4 days ago.
What, did she get a manicure or pedicure?
I don't know.
Well, we're going together.
What time?
4 o'clock.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to send her. Watch this. I'm going to send Brianna, my fiance.
This.
What's this, 4 o'clock Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, babe, on Saturday, we've been invited to this really nice dinner. It's like 4 o'clock on Saturday. You want to make it? Can you make it? Are we all good? Love you. All right.
Oh, I've got a message. It's from you. What's it saying?
What are you talking about?
What are you saying?
It says, hi, babe. I want to go to a dinner. All right.
What?
Nothing. Just being stupid. I was pretending I was Chris's babe.
Why?
It was a joke.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wait here. See if she goes with me or if I get dissed and you just...
Well, it was very vague, your invitation.
I know. It was. Who does dinner at 4?
Yeah. It was like exclusive dinner.
It was fake. It was a fake.
She said, okay.
What?
Yeah, she just threw you guys out. Look.
Dropped.
Okay, bubs.
Like a stone.
But I'm sending her a message.
Yes! She loves me. She's a keeper.
Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got, Prit?
Okay, so Zac Efron has made his TikTok debut on Jessica Alba's account.
Oh, they're all on it. They're all getting on TikTok.
They did the Don't Rush challenge. Remember the Don't Rush?
That's so old.
So that actually tells me now that they were here probably in about February filming their commercials in Dubai. Because they shot the TikTok video while they were taking a break from filming in old Dubai, in that area. You know, where the, what is it? Bastakia.
Fahidi. The Al Fahidi section.
So there. So it was shot there. They were taking a break from filming and they did that song.
Hold on. You're saying that Jessica Alba and Zac Efron, all the stuff that we've just seen them put out, this mini movie on Dubai, was shot in February of this year. I can find out. I'll ask the guys. But that's... Oh, that's interesting. They kept that under wraps. They do so well keeping it a secret.
They do.
Because they're outside in the heat wearing full-on suits with no sweat marks anywhere
actually,
to be seen.
Actually, I do remember them telling me that someone told me that Zac Efron was in the country a while ago. I thought he might have been filming his Netflix, because he's got a great Netflix
show. He does.
Yeah, about the environment, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you've never watched Zac Efron, he's got like a sort of documentary, but it's cool.
Yeah.
On Netflix. He does a great job there.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk Scarlett Johansson. So yesterday I told you we got confirmation that she's pregnant, right?
Yep.
With her baby, first baby with her husband, Colin Jost.
Yep.
Well, now I'm here to tell you that the baby's already here. Her rep has confirmed that they welcomed the baby. They kept it under wraps like it's the first baby for her and Colin Jost, but second for her. She already has a daughter with her ex-husband. And finally, I am so excited about this. The Netflix Reality Games. A new series is heading out. It's going to bring back our favorite reality TV stars to compete against each other. Think like Road Rules. Remember that MTV show Road Rules?
No.
They competed in challenges?
Never got that one. I remember the other one where they lived together.
Real World.
I remember the Real World.
Similar to that, except they do challenges. So Netflix Reality Games is going to bring together fan favorites from The Circle, Love is Blind, and Too Hot to Handle. Three teams competing against each other.
Wow.
Selling Sunsets, Chrishell Stouse is hosting the series. Now, here's the catch. It's only three episodes. It's on Netflix's YouTube channel, not Netflix. And if you look at the thing, it looks like the three of us got together and put together these challenges.
Oh, really?
And said, hey, try these challenges out and get some points.
Quite amateur, is it?
It looks...
And it's on Netflix, YouTube. It hasn't even made it to Netflix.
No.
Oh, wow.
They're really milking the fact that people stream these three shows so much and they loved the characters from the shows.
Put it up there.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Okay, watch this space. Thank you, Pretty Mullick. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Thursday duvet, ladies and gentlemen, have returned.
Get the opener.
What do you mean? Oh, there's a new opener for duvet?
There's openers, yeah.
If you don't know, openers means an introduction.
An intro.
To the segment, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like this nice little piece of thing that you hear that sounds like it's professional.
Did you miss our performances, Pretty?
I did, of course I did.
Because duvet's been away for nearly 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to get Brent to sing.
Please don't do that.
I don't think I've ever heard Brent Black sing.
I don't know if I want to.
But you want to hear it?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. Ready.
The world's greatest cover band, Duvet!
Thank you.
That's what I had to go get that for that.
This is the intro?
That was your intro?
Yeah.
Right, you organized that intro?
Yeah, I put a lot of work into that.
There was nothing.
I don't like it. I missed the old one.
Can I hear it again?
The world's greatest cover band, Duvet!
Wait, can I get the other? Eddie, can you find me the other one?
The good one.
We're like the world's biggest cover band. That sounds like I'm at a fair and they're like, well, come up, guys, have a little go.
That's my friend who voiced that. Don't bag him out.
Let's hear. This is the OG one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Two men. One voice. The world's greatest cover band. It's Duvet.
Now I'm ready to perform.
This is good.
Let's go live on Facebook.
It's too late now.
Here we go.
I know, he's so annoying.
It's too late now, my friend.
Most annoying human that works with us.
I went to the bathroom before.
It's everything you just want to do on the radio.
Yeah, why not? Let's share it with everyone.
Okay, so what we're going to do right now, Duvet, world's cover band, like world's best cover band, we've decided to pay a tribute to one of the greatest artists of all time.
He is one of the best artists. He passed away a couple of days ago, back in 1977 on August 7th.
Or did he?
August 16th.
Or did he?
He did. Don't be all the conspiracy.
He's gone the same place as Tupac.
That's what they do say. We're talking Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
How old was he when he passed away?
He's in his 40s, I think.
Oh, that's just sad.
How old was he?
So I think about these superstars like Bob Marley and Tupac and all these greats that passed, right?
Yeah.
They were so young. Like, Tupac was 26 years old when he passed away.
What, Biggie was 23, 24?
Elvis, 42,
just
yeah.
Just like...
Isn't that unbelievable, huh?
Whole life ahead of them.
I know. Well, Duvet's here to perform. And we've decided to go with a classic. It's Jailhouse Rock.
Woo!
Are we? Yeah, look, Manali, why are you even excited? You're excited about this.
This is...
Does everyone know Elvis Presley?
Yeah, of course.
Elvis is one of my favorites.
He's amazing. It was
I listen to his music every day in the morning. It just gets you in the...
Wait, hold on.
You should be listening to us.
Yeah, we need to get you a new life if you're listening to Elvis every morning. All right, well, are we ready to do it?
Yeah.
I'm ready to
we've
go.
I don't think we've ever had Elvis on the station before.
This may be the last.
Could be the last. But across the country right now, we are Duvet. We are the world's best cover band.
Life, oh life.
3, 2, 1.
Life, oh life. We should do that.
Ready?
Yeah.
Should we just do that song?
Which one?
No. Have you heard the lyrics?
Especially when I'm in the dark.
I'd rather have a piece of toast than watch the evening news. No, we're not doing that.
Okay, we're here at Elvis. Okay. 3, 2. I'll go first.
Okay.
Let me go first.
Can we do it?
Okay.
Do it together.
Together?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll just back off a bit because I know I'm the better one.
I'll back off because I think I know I'm the better one.
Can you just sing the song?
Sorry, we're in the
bathroom. Please don't talk. Because we got that, we got the effort. The
in tribute to Elvis, we're in the bathroom.
Rossi,
is that how it starts?
It should be like a guitar. Bow, bow. Here we go.
The older through party of gun jail. Bruce and man won't begin a whale. The man was jumping in the drum and then a swing. Little Joe would blow it on the side of trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois. Bang, 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 bang.
Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the whole South Block.
Come on, man.
We're dancing to the jailhouse rock. Number 3. You're the cutest jail that I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jailhouse rock with me. Let's rock.
Go, Rossi!
Everybody, let's rock. Wop, wop, wop. Everybody in the whole cell block. We're dancing to the jailhouse rock.
It's
not a TikTok dance.
Hey, everybody.
Sam sitting and I'm on the block of stone. We're gonna call the world and we've been all alone.
Taking over. What is your old body doing in the square? If you can't find a body, you go use a wooden chair.
Rock, put me on. Everybody, let's rock. Rock, wop, wop. Everybody in the whole cell block. Let's dance to the jailhouse rock.
Woo!
Dance to the jailhouse rock.
Hey, everybody.
Dance to the jailhouse rock.
I'm Elvis Presley.
Dance to the jailhouse rock.
And I just gotta say, when I went up the Burj Khalifa,
woo! Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Rock, rock, rock. Everybody in the whole cell block. Let's dance to the jailhouse rock.
Let me tell you a little story about Elvis when he came to Dubai.
Yeah, I came to Dubai.
Where'd you go, Elvis?
I went to Karama.
What'd you get from Karama, Elvis?
I got myself some jeans, some pants, and I'll tell you right now, I loved it.
What else did you love about Dubai, Elvis?
I loved absolutely everything. I went up the tallest tower in the world, and wow, it was good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So he is alive.
Garfield's called in. He just wants to say something about Duvet. Garfield, mate, what did you want to say about Duvet, by the way?
Well, Duvet had two parts just now. Rossi rocked it, and Chris, I don't know which language you were singing it in.
Thanks. Thanks, Garfield.
Is that a compliment? Did you like what I did, or you...
I'm still trying to figure out.
Looked nice yesterday on your Instagram.
What's my Instagram look nice? Thanks, man.
Liz. I wasn't looking at it. Liz sent me the story. She sent me the link, and she was like, "Oh, look at Nushi. She's growing up so much."
Yeah, 12 years old. Yesterday, my daughter turned
such
officially
a big girl.
12 years old. Can you believe it?
I can't.
So, gave her a little cake. Can I just say, technology and where we are in this world is pretty amazing.
Tell me.
Had not had a cake planned. Got onto an app. Got onto InstaShop. Right?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of bakeries there.
Yeah.
Had a cake delivered to the house within 45 minutes with her name written on it.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Like, that's... This country is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Because I was telling my mum and my family in the UK, they're like, yeah, we could not get that done in 45 minutes, have a cake delivered to your house with happy birthday Nooshi on it.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Unbelievable. So the cake came. We had balloons. Nooshi, all she wanted for her birthday, she did a PowerPoint presentation on this. I kid you not. My daughter did a PowerPoint presentation on why she should have a hamster.
That's so cute. What were her reasons?
They only live 3 to 5 years.
That's such a morbid reason.
They only cost about 35 dirhams. They're easy to take care of. They're small. And they're so cute.
Oh, that was point number five.
They bite you, though, I think.
Nah, they don't. Anyway, I said absolutely not. There's no chance we're having another hamster or another pet in the house.
And then?
She's got a hamster.
I surprised her. I had to.
What's the hamster called?
Bonnie.
Oh.
And no, there's not going to be a Clyde because everyone's like, oh, now you got to get another one and call it Clyde. But I made sure I just got one because I don't want it to have babies.
Yeah.
But then people on Instagram were telling me yesterday, yeah, they did the same thing, but then they didn't realize that the one that they bought from the pet store was already pregnant. So they've got five hamsters.
Well, I feel like this would happen to you. But how is she doing with Bonnie?
She's loving it. Woke up this when I left to go to work this morning at 4:30. She was already up just playing with him.
Aww. Was Kiki so angry?
No, Kiki was fine.
Keep it away from the dogs.
Yeah, the dog wants to get at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I introduced them to each other. I thought, let me do it. And Brianna's like, do not I'm like, don't worry. And then literally I brought the hamster right next to our little dog. It's a Pomeranian. And just went for it. Hey.
Did it. Like,
yeah, just went at it.
Hercules.
Hercules, yeah.
That poor hamster's like, where have I come?
Just think about what the hamster saw then. Like this creature thing coming at it, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
I said, Hercules, get in your room. And Hercules walked off. You know, but I live in a household full of females, right?
Right.
Between my daughters, my fiance, the my amazing nannies, Virginia and Auntie, and so all I wanted was a male hamster. I just thought to add to the, and I got a female.
It's only you and Hercules, huh?
That's it. That's it.
Outnumbered.
But happy birthday to my daughter. She's 12, and it's already started. We went to the mall. I said, "Where do you want to go? Go pick any store." She said, "Sephora."
Oh yes. What did she get?
Makeup.
What did she get?
Oh, yeah, no. She went and we got makeup. Like,
oh, Chris, this is it. 12.
She's too young for makeup.
Her teenage years start next year.
It's just too much. It's going way too quickly.
Oh, she's 12. I can't believe it.
Like, and then the staff in Sephora are so good. They're all in there like, oh, yeah, why did you get this? And I'm looking, I'm going, hey.
It's not cheap, is it?
Hey. And then I told, I embarrassed her everywhere we went to the mall yesterday. I went into every store. Every store we went into, I told them it's her birthday.
Aww.
And so when I went into the Sephora store and told them it was her birthday, half the staff came and sung a happy birthday.
That's cute. She hated it, I'm sure.
Yeah, she was totally embarrassed. I loved it.
Yeah, it's not for you.
My life, this is fantastic. But, yeah, 12 years old.
I can't believe it.
Happy birthday, Nooshi.
If you don't have kids and one day you have kids or you've got little kids right now, I'm going to tell you something that is so cliche, but they grow up so quickly.
They do, mate.
I can't believe she's 12. God bless her. Love her. Nooshi. Yeah. You know when your mind's just racing and it's just always going?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you close your eyes, but you're still thinking about, like, stuff?
Yeah.
I read this thing and I tried it out and it did work.
Tell me.
When you close your eyes, don't move your eyeballs.
Okay, hold on.
Now, don't try this right now if you're driving, obviously, right? But if you close your eyes, don't move your eyeballs. You actually, your mind does settle more. Try it.
Yeah, you're right there.
Try it.
Yeah.
Just concentrate on just not move. Don't try it if you're driving. It works. I like guys. Oh, they've gone. Really, I put them under, guys. Whilst I was in America, I got my hypnotism license, and over the last 3 hours, I've been putting them under. Now, when I say savage, they'll wake up again. Savage!
Ah, seemed to work. That felt nice. Was I gone for a little while?
Yeah, just for 10 seconds.
Oh, okay. That was nice. I like that trick. Thanks for that.
Rossi hasn't woken up here. Savage! It's Virgin Radio 104.4. Hey, how you doing? The Chris Fate Show. Rossi's all right now. He's all right. He's okay. Russ? Savage. Rossi? That's it. Rossi, wake up. Rossi, wake up. Rossi, what are you guys whispering about? Rossi, wake up.
just stop. Everton.
Oh, gosh. Sorry about that. I don't know
He wanted me to say Everton, did he? For him to get out of his hypnotized state. But honestly, that thing that I just told you about now.
It works, legit.
Before that song played, if you close your eyes and don't move your eyeballs, you do relax a little bit more. I think you felt that, Ross.
Yeah, I actually did legit. If you keep those eyes nice and still, you do feel like a relaxed, sort of refreshed state of mind when you wake back.
What is that?
Maybe when you get to work, or where you go home, try it. Just close your eyes. Don't move your eyeballs. Your mind will close off a little bit.
Yeah.
I see a Target bag.
Yeah, well, this is the first show that I've done back in the studio, and I decided, like Rossi, I brought some gifts.
I see Target.
I brought some gifts for the show.
Oh, yours are going to be good then, I imagine.
We've got a few gifts. It's for everyone. It's pretty much the same thing, except pretty, you get this one. This is from Brianna. She saw this and wanted to give it to you.
Get out!
What is it?
It's a Backstreet Boys limited edition live in concert.
Yep. Yep.
Oh!
Yeah, we got that. That's a Backstreet Boys.
Hold on. One problem there.
What?
That's a VHS.
I'll get it converted.
Oh, wow. Well, just couldn't you get like a DVD or something?
Oh, yeah. My God. What is...
I know how much you love the Backstreet Boys, so that is for you.
Love it.
Now, I got a bunch of other games that we can play on the show, like Celebrity, Who Is It?
Oh, I like that.
I got this game, Blink, the fastest game. That's highly annoying.
Can I see?
I got more Bean Boozled, we can try these.
These are
things that I bought from the States. I got some astronaut ice cream we can try.
Have
you guys ever tried astronaut ice cream?
Yeah, we had an astronaut on the show, remember?
Okay, so we'll get that. I got celebrity head.
Yeah.
What's that?
This game called Say What You See, movie edition.
Idiot. Okay.
So these are all...
Sorry, say what you say, go on.
Okay, that was a joke, I see. I got some migraine pills for my friends.
What else?
And one of the other things I got, if we can just stop the Backstreet Boys music.
Thank you.
Thanks, Backstreet Boys.
I want to know, this is maybe showing my age. I'm 41. I saw this and my whole childhood came rushing back to me. And I'm just going to press this. And I'm not going to say what it is, but if you are listening to this and you know what this is, call me at 04-871-5544. If this has brought back any memories for you, let me turn this on.
Spell level T. Press go to begin. Spell police. KOLITE. That is correct. Next spell, period.
If you know what this is, call me right now, 04-871-5544. Because when I saw this in America, I got all flashbacks.
E-R-I-O-T. You are correct.
Nice.
Now spell wolves.
I'm going to play a different game.
Spell what? Waltz.
Mystery word. Ooh. Guess the mystery word by typing in different letters. Press the clue button for help.
So this is like Hangman.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
E.
It's in there.
A.
Oh, there's two A's.
I.
Nope.
P.
Nope.
S. S.
S.
S.
Nope.
T.
Nope.
T.
Nope.
H. I win.
The word was already.
Already.
NASA. You know what it is?
My entire childhood intelligence is based on this. It's a speak and spell.
It's a speak and spell! Man, do you remember this?
Oh, I remember it. I had the maths one as well, and I've forgotten what the maths one was called. It was a grey one, and it did the same for maths. So I had the red one for words in English and the grey one for maths.
It's pretty crazy. Amit, you also got this one, Amit. You know what it was?
Yes, it was. It was a small kind of a typewriter, which you can say a childhood laptop at that time. And when you press it, it says, okay, spell police, P-O-L-I-C-E. Yeah.
It's a speak and spell, man. This is like when I was 5 years old.
Did you find this?
They've redone them. They're selling them now in Target for $30.
No.
Yeah. So it for me, it was just, I don't know. It became actually really famous from the movie E.T. Do you remember that movie E.T.?
Oh, yeah, because he hooked it up to loads of stuff.
Right? Yeah, it became so famous. Yeah. And this is, and so what I've done, I've now given it to my daughters and I gave it for them to play and they laughed at it and threw it away and now they're back on TikTok.
Spell level T. C. Press go to begin.
Go.
Did the speak and spell get to the UK at all?
Do you know what? I'm not just saying this. I think it might have just been before my time. Honestly.
Dude, it wasn't.
I'm being serious.
It's not.
I'm being serious.
No. Have you ever heard of this, Prit? Did you ever see this?
I know what it is, but we never had one. But no. I know what it is.
I was so excited to get this, and you guys are like, yeah.
No, I love it. I love nostalgic stuff like that.
Okay.
Now, if you bring me a Spectrum computer, then I'll be excited.
So,
what's that? What's a Spectrum computer?
You probably had a Commodore 64, I imagine.
Yes, we had Commodore 64.
Yeah, you had money. Yeah. I had a Spectrum.
No, we didn't have a Commodore 64 at home, no.
Oh,
my friend did.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah, we used to go play that. But then
Guardian Angel used to go and play it.
I remember getting a Nintendo. That was the first thing I ever got, a Nintendo.
Yes.
Wow.
The OG Nintendos.
I had a Sega Master System too.
You were either Team Sega or Sega, as I would say, or Team Nintendo, I felt. Did you have a Sega Mega Drive?
No,
Sega Mega Drive.
You know they sell Sega Mega Drives in Lulu hypermarket for 35.
Mega Drives.
35 dirhams.
But they're knockoffs. So I don't think they're legit Sega, are they?
Well, I don't know. I've just seen them in there.
Do you say Sega?
Sega.
Sega.
Sega as well.
I say Sega.
It's SE though.
Yeah, we say Sega.
Sega.
We say Sega.
It's like when you see the word C, S-E-E. C. You don't say Sega.
There's no double E though, is there, Chris?
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, so you know the ocean?
You know the cheese.
Do you know the ocean?
Yeah, but that's EA, that's why.
C.
I know, but that's EA. The EA makes that sound.
What about that cheese that you like? Begins with a B.
Biga.
Brie, dude.
You call it Biga.
I call it Biga cheese.
It's Bega, isn't it?
Oh, Bega, yeah.
Yeah, but
you say Bega.
Interesting, because in Australia, we say Biga cheese. Where there's a whole commercial. Biga cheese. Biga cheese.
What about...
I came here, everyone was saying Bega, and I went, Bega?
Okay, I got one for you.
Bega. Well, oh, some Bega cheese.
Who sings Mambo Number 5?
Louis Bega.
You know you don't say that.
I say Louis Bega.
No, yeah.
Isn't it B-A?
No.
Let's leave it there. Up next, enough of this nonsense. We want to get you winning with Sun and Sand Sports. I got 1,000 dirhams. Let's get you there. We miss our families.
Of course.
We all do. Some of us haven't the opportunity to see our families for a while. I haven't seen my parents and my... Ross, you're scratching your head in the microphone.
Sorry, go on. Sorry, I know it's an emotional part that you're missing.
I know. I'm talking about missing my family. That's why I'm here already.
Sorry.
And I look to Ross, he's just scratching his head in the mic.
Sorry, go on.
Some of us haven't been able to see our families for a while. Haven't seen my parents nearly 2 years now. And all my, you know, my brother, my sisters and all that, because they're in Australia. Australia's going through some weird times right now because they've now got what we got about a year and a half ago, which was the coronavirus. For the last 18 months, they really had not a lot of it. They were living their life normally.
Yeah.
Because they closed all the borders, right?
Yeah, and you can't get in or can't get out. But now it's sort of hit them and, you know, touch wood, they'll be okay. So we wanted to get Mum on a Zoom chat. I wanted to talk to Mum on a Zoom call yesterday.
Yeah.
And guys, it's so funny. And I love your mum. I know she's probably listening right now and she's embarrassed. She had no makeup on. She's like, don't post this video. Don't post the video. I have no makeup on.
Video.
Yeah, don't post the video.
But it's just one of those things, right? As we've been in this pandemic, teaching your parents more and more new technology to keep the communication going. It's a struggle.
It is a struggle. I mean, yeah, Mum and Dad never used Zoom before the pandemic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's told me not to post a video. We've posted it, and it's up there right now, Chris Fade Show.
Is it there?
Yeah, it's up there right now. we're going to play you the moment now. What happened is Mum, for some reason, there was no sound coming out of her Zoom. So we've got the video on, but the camera's now in her ear. We're looking inside my mum's ear. That's the first issue. The second issue is when we hang up the phone call. She doesn't realize that it's hung up. But just take a listen to a little bit of this conversation that we had with my mum yesterday here on Zoom.
Gilda?
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
Okay, that's okay. Good.
Yeah, George said you're gone, and I'm just taking over to see what's happening.
Well, they just disappeared.
No, we're here.
No, we're here. Okay, I'm back. Stay here.
Is it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
okay.
All right. There's an echo.
What should I do?
Why can I hear Mum echo?
Hold on.
I think because of my phone. Hold on.
Okay, everyone on mute except for Gilda and Virgin. Okay, Gilda, can you hear us?
Yeah, you need to speak more up. It's not on loudspeaker.
Yeah, I think it's just coming through the phone, not the loudspeaker. Oh, gosh.
No, it is. It is.
You're not through her loudspeaker. All right.
No, they closed it. They closed it. They only kept mine open.
They want it that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
Recording in progress.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, but your voice is very, very low. Anyway, I'm ready.
Okay. Virgin Radio 104.4, it's the Chris Fade Show across the country. The pandemic, we're still talking about it, right? And one of the most interesting things...
Why are you laughing?
Sorry.
God, stop laughing. I love you, Mama. It's not you. It's not you, Mom.
You are the best. We love you.
Well, what I'm doing wrong?
Nothing. You're doing... Gilda, you need to put the volume of your phone up so you can hear us because we want to see your face. What?
So the voice is so low, so you gotta, I can't hear you properly.
So on the side of your
not right.
On the side of your phone,
turn it up.
Turn the volume up.
Turn the volume up, Mom.
Mine is up to the end. Can't turn it anymore.
I think if you got us on loudspeaker, is there a little speaker there that you press?
Put it on loudspeaker. Oh. Ma, we are in Zoom. Okay, let me see. Okay, that's on speaker now. That's better.
There you go. You can hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you.
There's an echo now. There's an echo.
No, not now. I'll move away. Okay, love you, Mama.
I love you too, Laurie.
It was the funniest. Oh. You've got to see the footage. It's up on our Instagram page. But the cutest, and again, it was a very funny moment, but it also what got me emotional was we then say goodbye to my mom,
yeah.
And she thinks that the phone call's ended because she's obviously just put her phone down and she's talking, not realizing that we can still hear everything.
She pressed stop video, didn't she?
That's but she didn't hang up the call.
Yeah.
And this is the moment that we just said goodbye. Have a listen.
I love you. Love you guys. Love you. Love you. Love you.
What are you crying for?
Bye, Mama.
Bye, girl. Why are you crying? Why are you crying, Mom?
Bye, Mama. I miss you, Mama. I miss you. Mom, you know.
Why, you miss me a lot?
Of course, baby, of course, of course. Anyway. Anyway.
You've got your favorite child here, I understand, Mom. I understand. All right, love you. You go and look after Dad, look after each other. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah. Bye. All right. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye, Gilda.
Bye, Mama.
Bye, George.
Bye. Bye, Pretty. Bye, Rusty. Bye, sweetheart. Bye, darling. Bye. Love you. Love you, guy. Love you. Oh, my God. So sad. He definitely put tears in my eyes. The darling. I love him so much. Miss him so much. Miss the girl. Imagine George Mushi's birthday, the darling, 12. Such a grown up. That's the hardest when you don't see them. Oh. Anyway.
Mom, I'm still here.
Are you still on there? What did I do? What should I do?
Oh, I love her. Rossi, Pretty, Nala, Eddie, we're all here. I'm just doing the checklist. It's my first show back in the studio. It feels good.
How does it feel? Do you think like anything's missing? Anything has changed?
No, but I tell you, doing the show from home is beautiful sometimes.
Yeah, just rolling out of bed.
Can't I do it like...
No.
Would you let me do it like once a week?
No. If we all get a turn once a week, yes. But if it's only you, no.
I'm all right with that, but... I mean, can I get the priority of doing it from home?
No.
Just once a week?
Even Stevens. Each of us, once a week, we pick the day.
Hmm.
And then you can do
it. What day would you go for, Pretty?
I don't care.
Any day?
I'll go any day. Because you two have kids. It's a different story. I'll take whatever day.
I'll take Sundays.
No, you don't get a day.
Why
You're not?
Not
included.
No, well, of course he's included.
It's split three ways.
He doesn't do enough to get that time off at home.
Yeah, I do.
He does enough. Come on.
He definitely one of those guys. You would connect. You know how people connect the mouse to robots or something?
Oh, to keep it moving to make it look like you're at work?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, the mouse mover, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. Are you telling me that there are employers that have a system that they can see if their employees at home that are working like are actually moving the Zoom or moving the mouse to make sure that they're doing work at home?
I think so.
Is that a real thing?
Let's check.
Mouse moving hack.
Yeah, they get it on. You know what they put it on? They put it on their like the, you know, the little vacuum cleaners that you can buy that are automated. So they just put their mouse connected to the vacuum cleaner that moves itself around, and then it shows that they're always doing work. But man, you wouldn't want to work for. I wouldn't want to work for. I don't know if I.
So
I wouldn't want that.
Employers can use specialist software to track workers' keystrokes. So when you're typing, mouse movements, and the websites they visit. So, like, if you're normally logging into a certain website for a meeting or whatever it is, they can actually see what location it is, where they're at, what's going on.
Macro recorder.
I don't know, but yeah, doing that Zoom life. We back. Most of us are back in the office right now doing the work. I know that our office is about 90% full which is sort of good to see.
But I do realize that a lot of companies are starting to implement the either Thursday half day or Thursday work from home day. Situation into companies.
Our company gave us an option to start earlier and end earlier. Start earlier, end later. Start earlier, end earlier. Did you get that email?
We can't do that. No. What do you want? You want to start a show at 5 and end at 9?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought we'd start the show now. We'll start at 9 o'clock. Yeah.
I'm just waking up now anyway.
Rossi, so. Rossi just wakes up now. The show's nearly ended. That wraps up our show for another week done. Good to be back. Thank you for welcoming us back this week, Rossi and I, onto the show.
Mm.
How does it feel? Week one done.
I thought this week just flew.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If every week was to go as quick as this.
Definitely not.
But you know what? I don't know about you. Since moving to this gorgeous country 12 years ago.
Yeah.
I feel like the weeks go a lot quicker.
You know what it is? I figured it out. And I don't know.
Sunday to Thursday?
No.
What?
This is my theory. Because we don't actually have four proper seasons, time just seems weird.
Yeah, that could be true. Yeah, because we don't have like spring, fall, winter, whatever
all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you kind of just have summer and then a sort of winter. And then summer lasts like 7 months. So you just keep going. And then the next thing you know, the year's over.
I am looking forward to the next like, give it two or three more weeks.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
And then that weather is just going to be that fantastic weather that we just get to do what we got to do.
It is amazing, isn't it? I love it.
All right. Well, listen, we're back on Sunday. More chances to get you to Miami to see Harry Styles live. Have a great, safe weekend from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.